Today we're going to talk about common household hand injuries. And why? Well, because we use our hands so much and they're so important to us, little injuries can create a big problem. And at the moment, we may or may not be doing a few extra things around the house. So let's get into it and talk about why the hands are so important and why the household tasks we're doing could put them at risk. Looking at our hands, they're such a beautiful manifestation of form and function. They're strong yet agile. They're delicate and dexterous but powerful. Our hands allow us to interact with our world around us. But anatomically, they're extremely complicated. And you have to be careful because small injuries can result in a long rehabilitation. If we look just ever so slightly into the deeper structures of the hand, you can see not far underneath the skin surface are important structures. This image here only goes very slightly underneath the skin, and we can see not far away are important blood vessels and nerves, and even small muscles. On the back of the hand, or the dorsum of the hand, and just quickly, if we talk about the dorsum, it's the back, or the volar or palmar aspect is on the front. So here we're looking at a picture on the dorsum of the hand. So if we look at the dorsal hand, not far under the skin again, these extensor tendons and this beautifully complex array of the extensor tendon mechanism to the thumb and fingers. So it doesn't take much imagination to realize that a small laceration in these areas would result in a tendon injury. Again, back to the volar aspect of the hand, we're looking at a fairly superficial, slightly deeper than before, but fairly superficial slice through the hand, and again, seeing these important structures. The nerves running up to give our feeling to the fingers, the blood vessels supplying the blood and oxygen to our fingers, and these white structures here are the flexor tendons within their sheath. So again, not much of an injury would create some sort of trauma to these structures and result in functional problems if they're not repaired. So how common are hand injuries? This paper was published in Australia not so long ago and looked at trends for hospitalised injury in total. This summary slide here shows us that out of the hospitalised cases, the body region injured, when we look at hands, 13% of the injuries resulting in hospitalisation were due to hand injuries. And this is just hospitalisation, not presentations to the emergency department, which is significantly greater. You can see almost 70,000 people had a hand injury, and may or may not be of interest, predominance was in men. This article from the Journal of Hand Surgery looks at just tool injuries to the body. And they determine that the hand was the site of the injury in 60% of cases. They single out the Stanley knife as being the most commonly used tool, and the Stanley knife caused as many hand injuries as all of the power tools combined. So it doesn't have to be a big scary power tool to create an injury. Just knives, scissors, or broken pieces of glass can create significant problems. So why is this relevant at the moment? Well, only a few days ago, in the midst of this COVID-19 lockdown, the British Society for Surgery of the Hand just sent out a little warning to everyone on Twitter, just to take some extra caution if they're at home getting some jobs done. They again single out power tools, lawnmowers and hedge trimmers, but as we've just read, simply using a knife or a Stanley knife can create even more injuries. So being careful at this point in time where you may be doing some more jobs around the house. And why is that important? Well, the health services are dealing with the virus and they probably should be focused on that. Presenting with a complex hand injury may create a greater burden and probably will create a greater burden on the health service at a time when they need to focus. So we can do our part by looking after our hands. So where do these injuries occur? We mentioned power tools and outside, but let's not forget the kitchen where we're using our hands every day. Again, knives are a significant cause of injury, but all of these others I've seen in my practice, broken glasses and wine glasses, the sharp edges on metal cans, appliances. And the big offender here is the stick blender, which often gets mistaken for being turned off. And as someone examines why the mechanism's not working with their finger, it is turned on and results in significant fingertip injuries. Also burns from hot oil or hot pans or scalding. Outdoors, we have to be careful with our power tools. We've already mentioned knives and Stanley knives, but also the mower. Blunt trauma from a hammer, that will do it. That can result in significant lacerations and fractures to tips of fingers. But also penetrating wounds by sharp objects. And again, not forgetting burns from hot tools or flame. One interesting and fairly common, or surprisingly common, mechanism that I'm going to talk about is the avocado hand. Now, this has actually been written up scientifically, and in this article from the American Journal of Emergency Medicine, they identified that in a period of time between 1998 and 2017, there was an estimated 50,000 injuries due to avocado-related knife injuries. Now, how does this occur? Well, again, researching the global wealth of knowledge on the internet, there's numerous articles about what has been termed avocado hand, and I have seen these commonly. This picture here highlights exactly how this sort of thing might occur. One little slip with this knife and you're straight into the palm or the finger. Another example here shows a wonderful posture for creating a hand injury, and one little slip could lacerate the fingers or the thumb or even into the forearm. So this is a very real and very dangerous diagnosis. So one little pointer there, be careful as we're cooking around the kitchen and be careful with those avocados. This little case example here shows how something very small can result in a very big and long rehabilitation. This hand is in a classical posture. Anyone out there who is medical or even in the emergency setting, nurse practitioners, people in primary care, they will notice this characteristic posture of the hand. This posture is when we're looking at the flexor tendon sitting in a natural cascade, but when a flexor is absent, a finger will sit backwards in an extended position. These are our normal fingers in a normal cascade. This finger has lost its flexor tendons and sits in this characteristic end of bed and diagnostic posture. So looking at our picture, this characteristic posture of the little finger is a very, very strong clue that the flexor tendons here are lacerated. This will result in surgical reconstruction. The patient will have to have repairs of the tendon and then a very long rehabilitation of 12 weeks plus. And that's all going well. The rehabilitation has to be very balanced. We want the tendons to glide, but not rupture. If we don't move enough, the tendons will get stuck. If we move too much, we might rupture these delicate repairs. So very important to have this hand therapy and this rehabilitation program done well. It's a large investment of time, and a very small laceration like this does result in a long time away from doing what we need to do. This anatomical diagram again demonstrates why this is so. On the volar aspect of the finger, the skin is not far away from these tendons. The tendon position here is exaggerated, but it shows very clearly the structures which are being cut in this type of injury. Another example here, just on the dorsal aspect of the hand, the dorsal being the back, as we've discussed. And this laceration involves the extensor tendon. Similarly, as the patient is trying to extend, the injured finger is unable to extend with those long extensor tendons and falls into this dropped position. We can see that here. Small laceration resulting in an inability for this finger to extend with the others. Much like the flexor tendon, this requires surgical reconstruction and rehabilitation over a period of 12 weeks, at least. Back to the anatomical diagram, we see the skin, and not very far away from it, this extensor tendon, along with nerves and vessels. So we don't need to cut very deep down to cause this problem. One final area I'd like to mention is the fingertip. The fingertips are our receptors to the outside world, and they're very complicated anatomically. If we look at this diagram, although very simplistic, it shows the fingertip with the nail plate, the supporting nail matrix, and the germinal area where the nail is made back here. Just underneath that, we have the extensor tendon, the bone, the flexor tendon, and within this soft tissue here, although not shown, are the blood vessels and nerves, and the nerves supplying the sensation, a very important sensation, to our fingertip. So a crush injury in this area, slamming it in the door or using a stick blender, can result in a fairly significant injury to a lot of structures. And being a fingertip, it's difficult to deal with this injury as it's healing. So that's a short summary of hands and how they can be injured in a household setting. Also, hopefully we've touched on why they're so important and why a minor injury can result in something fairly significant. The anatomy under the skin is important to know, and it's also very important to know that that anatomy is not far away. So in this unusual time, everybody at home, look after your hands, and we'll take that burden off the health service as they deal with other things. So there you have it, quick synopsis about household hand injuries and why they're important. Please remember during this time to be careful. Let's not burden the hospitals with any work that they don't absolutely need to be doing. I hope you've enjoyed today's discussion. Please let us know in the comments if you have, and if there's anything else you'd like to hear. We'd love to make a lot more of these videos talking about hands or anatomy or anything you would find of interest. So let us know down below, and we'll see you again soon. Thanks for listening.